T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey now, Semper Fi, welcome into this special edition of Sports Talk here on a Sunday afternoon. We're live at Fat Boys Pizza, 2565 Metairie Road. The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. It's the home of the two-foot challenge. And Bobby will see Joey Chestnut, professional eater, along with others trying to devour as many slices of the two-foot pizza as possible in 10 minutes here in about an hour or so. And I know Bobby is anxiously awaiting his opportunity to ultimately be involved in this event.
Well, Christian, I'll do it if we do a tag team.
Oh.
No, we do a tag team, and then we might not even win place or show. We no. might be last place, but we will not go away hungry.
We will not go away hungry.
So I think I can handle that. I'm just going to attempt to eat fast, even though because my wife says I always eat fast and talk with my mouth full of food and stuff. So that won't be
yes,
a problem.
You do.
So I think if we tag team, I might participate.
This is our home, our new home for the Point After as well on Saints game day. So it's a great event. Look at the crowd, man. They got everything going on out here. They got some inflatables, snowballs, face painting. I mean, this is a great place to kind of hang out this afternoon as you take in the pizza eating championship. And we're going to be here each and every Saints game day. So we're excited about that. But, Bobby, last night, 28-13, the Saints win in the preseason over the New York Jets. And the starters looked pretty good. They were pretty solid.
Well, they were outstanding when they set in the tone. You look at the first drive, and Christian, the heroes who we thought would be the heroes, that being Drew Brees, Alvin Kamara, Michael Thomas, that came to the forefront. But I want to give credit to the defense. And the reason why, because we need our defense to not only be middle of the pack, maybe get to top 10, where we can have a complimentary top 10 offense and defense. And I thought this was interesting. You look at the Saints, they held the Jets starting quarterback Sam Darnold to just 4 of 7 completions, 41 yards. His quarterback rating was 74 on the Jets' first three possessions. So, you know, we're talking about three and out, whatever. I think even though it wasn't like, okay, three and out and just total domination, holding him on the first three possessions to only a QB rating of 74 is impressive. Then you look at Lattimore on that first drive after we scored, strip fumble. We talked about taking away the football. He did that on running back Ty Montgomery. So bottom line is you look at the Saints as a first team group, limited the Jets to 48 total yards in the first quarter. So Christian, let's just say 50. 50 times 4 is 200. Christian, we'd be number one. I don't know if we could do that the whole game.
No, but it's a good showing. It's a good start.
Without a doubt. And then you look even the first half. I would accept this. Featuring mostly the first and second defenders out there for the Saints. They limited the Jets to 124 total yards and 7 points. I would take that again. You look at a half of football. Yep. So you're basically giving them 250 yards a game and 14 points a game. Christian.
You're winning a lot of games if you're only giving up 14 points.
We might go undefeated. I mean, 15-1.
Now, temper your enthusiasm because it is the preseason.
But it is the preseason. But you understand the point I'm making. Well, when the guys you're counting on playing, they were that dominant against Sam Darnold and the Jets.
Shocking news out of Indianapolis. Andrew Luck announcing his retirement abruptly. And that thing went just weird the whole way down. All of a sudden, they're in a preseason game against the Bears and the announcement comes out, the news leaks, and then he has to have a press conference after the game. He gets booed coming off the field. Andrew Luck, though, saying basically he's mentally worn out from having a rehab injuries over the last
four
Christian,
years. What does that mean, mentally worn down?
That's a millennial term.
Aren't you mentally worn down every day of your life? I don't know.
No.
You got a challenge?
No, because my life's pretty good.
No, your life's pretty good. People said, okay, you might have good days and you have bad days. What the hell is that? A 21st century millennial?
That's a millennial thing.
Like mentally worn down.
Yeah, I mean, that's
so we're supposed to be sympathetic and okay, we're gonna back you up, Andrew Luck. You know why I'm not worried about Andrew Luck? And after my, I'm gonna talk about my knee jerk reaction, but after he's probably thinking quality of life. Okay, I'm beat up dealing with injuries. He's made right on the $100 million. That's before taxes, but still, hello.
It's so $80 million after taxes.
So he's given up $60 million, but he's made right on the $100 million.
He'll be
so,
fine.
I mean, that's why, you know, you're dealing with your wife and he has a new kid and all that. So it's all good. But
look, he's still got a flip phone. So,
you know, he's only 29 years of age. When you looked at him now, he's had chronic injuries that have dogged him since 2015. And you just look, a strained left calf. Small bone injury, whether you're talking to the Colts medical staff or you're talking to their owner. So who knows what Andrew Luck was dealing with. But I know without Luck in 2017, the Colts went 4-12. And then in 2018, with Luck, they were 10-6 and they won a playoff game. But my knee-jerk reaction was, okay, if you were dealing with all these injuries, and I guess the kind of snowball effect because the ankle injury is new, that why not take the Max Unger approach, because you are playing a team game. It's not golf or tennis. And maybe say, you know, tell the coach before the draft that, you know what, I don't know if I want to play anymore. I'm just so beat up. And then the Colts right now, the season's starting.
Yeah, I just think that, Bobby, when you've had enough. You don't know how the rehab's going. You have that ankle injury, and you go, you know what, it's just not something I want to do. I don't fault him for the timing of this at all.
Not on his behalf, but the Colts' behalf, that kind of the fans, I can see why they booed him. It's El Succo. Now, Jacoby Brissett, I still think, you look at their roster, and I think they went like 15-1 to 30-1, not having Andrew Luck for the Super Bowl. But Jacoby Brissett, they still got a quality roster where they can go to the playoffs. But as far as the repeat, the Miami twice, you know, we talked about that bootleg T-shirt, you know, Miami Vice playing with that, Miami twice. I don't think it'll be against the Colts.
No.
The Saints get back there. Now, with Andrew Luck, I thought it potentially could be. But if you look, Christian, I just think it's the timing. And that Jacoby Brissett is probably, I would say, you look at all the backups. Jacoby Brissett's better than Teddy Bridgewater.
You think so?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt, that I think the upside, you know, where you had going forward, Jacoby Brissett would be, I would say, for sure top five backups. Teddy Bridgewater would be top 10.
I think he's certainly a starter in this league had he not been behind Andrew Luck. So I kind of agree with you. I don't know if I'm ready to say he's better than Teddy Bridgewater, but this is a team that had Super Bowl aspirations, and they've slipped back from 15-1 to 30-1 odds to make it to the Super Bowl.
Well, it's I don't know, Christian. That's a question out there for the Who Dat Nation too. And right now, I know it's just two preseason games, and Taysom Hill was never started a regular season football game in the NFL. And Teddy Bridgewater in the past was able to take the Vikings when he was the man to the playoffs, a double-digit winning quarterback. But it just seems like the fans would say, well, it's way more upside with Taysom Hill than Teddy Bridgewater right now.
Nah, I would agree with that. All right, also coming up today at 2 o'clock when we sign off the air here at Fat Boys Pizza is the Little League World Series World Championship, and the River Ridge team, the East Bank Little League team, is facing Carousel today. Man, what an exciting times in general. They're already U.S. national champions, Bobby. But these 12-year-old young men are fighting for a world championship today, representing Louisiana. It's such a special moment for this state, for this region, and for those young men who I think are ultimately, they're doing things that we never could have fathomed.
Well, the thing is, listen, any time you win a championship, it's a great achievement. But to go from United States champions to world champs, and it is truly the world is involved in Little League. So to me, that speaks volumes. Now, if we look at, you know, how you're representing a certain area, like the Dallas Cowgirls. the Cowgirls are the nation's team. The Saints are international. We the world's team. Well, today, right here, Louisiana has the chance to not only be national champs, representing the United States, but to be world champs and beat Curacao.
It'll be great for that team to, man, drive it home tonight. They are representing the country that they in the Little League World Series to win a Little League World Series title. I'll be glued to that. We're at Fat Boys Pizza, 2565 Metairie Road, ahead of the Pizza Eating Championship. 2-foot slices, as many as you can eat in 10 minutes. Joey Chestnut will be here competing in this event as well. This is a special edition of Sports Talk here on WWLAMFM.com.
Yeah, first team All-Pro Joey Chestnut, eating champion, international.
Here from Fat Boys Pizza, the Pizza Eating Championship, special edition of Sports Talk here on WWLAMFM.com. Scott Walker joining us now. Scott Walker joining us now, media consultant here at Fat Boys Pizza. And you guys got a great event. First off, thanks for having us out here, Scott. We really appreciate it. We're loving the new vibe. And also, it's the home of the new Point After, or the new home of the Point After on Saints game day.
How great is that? Right here at Metairie Road in LaBar. Easy. I mean, so many people come down Airline after a Saints game, and they can zip right into here. Super convenient for everybody.
So you guys have the pizza eating championship. I want to know, Scott, how many could you put away? How many slices could you put away in 10 minutes?
I've never tried a 2-foot slice, but I have one of the regular big slices, and that's plenty for me.
Yeah, that's a meal and a half in itself. Yeah. So when you look at Scott, to me, it's unbelievable. When you're the best of the best at anything, I always acknowledge it. And to be the world champ professional eater, I mean, it's unbelievable the training and all when you think of with Joey Chestnut to get to this level, because you might have people like, man, I can eat as much as him.
And then
when you look at, it's amazing that you're actually even training to get to this point.
It is something to see. Joey and Adrian Morgan. Joey's number one in the world. Adrian Morgan's number nine in the world. They were here Friday night practicing and trying to get a feel for the pizza. And Joey ate his first piece in 1:08. Adrian Morgan ate it in 1:23. And they don't even chew. The video's on the Fat Boys Facebook page. They just inhale, and it just goes down, and it looks so effortless, but it's a real skill, and it's something you have to master.
And, you know, Scott, looking at Fat Boys Pizza and yourself, all the process, you know, we were dealing with a storm. Finally, we get Joey Chestnut here. And that's a lot harder than people realize, considering the demand of a Joey Chestnut and how much recognition they get.
He's booked up pretty much every weekend, and we were able to reschedule this pretty quickly after Barry came through and messed up the first weekend. And it actually ended up better this time because we ended up with a couple of people we didn't have before. So you've got four of the top five competitive eaters in the world, and I believe it's six of the top 10 who are all here for this event. And Joey is right there at the top, and Adrian Morgan's number nine, and there's the guy OG, I forget his first name, he's like 6'7", you can't miss him. He was a late addition, he's number three in the world. So it's a talent filled lineup here today.
Scott, hey, go ahead.
I'm just looking at what's going on today in general. I know you're a sports guy, you're a sports enthusiast. You obviously watched the Saints or paid attention to the Saints last night. But the Little League World Series East Bank All-Star team has kind of captivated this region, and just what a great opportunity they have today to perhaps win a world title. I mean,
how great is that?
What would that mean to this region, this area? It would be unbelievable.
I think with so much divisiveness in the world, especially on social media, as soon as that team won yesterday, you saw everybody share news that this team won and they were going to play for the world championship, which is incredible. I mean, I think we need more good news like that, but I couldn't be happier for that group of kids, and they fought so hard, and they were up against the wall yesterday with a big lead, and then it got a little tenuous there at the end, but they hung on.
It got a little dicey, and I'm sure you guys will be playing it today at first pitch at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, it'll be on here at Fat Boys. It'll be on across the street at Chipley, and the eating competition begins at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, Scott, that's what I was going to tell you. Boy, you look at how everything's set up, just a festive, festival-type atmosphere in this whole corridor right here, and you got and you know, here I see you got your Chipley Donuts hat, and I was thinking, whoa, it seemed like I got a story in almost any subject. Chipley Donuts, what I know about Chipley Donuts is was in Natchitoches, Louisiana. I went to Northwestern State. This is like late 70s.
That's one of the old school Chipley.
Yeah, old school donuts. When you talk about Chipley's, and now right here in Old Metairie.
Well, this is a great spot in Old Metairie. It's one of the last spots that were able to be developed on Metairie Road because the east end of Metairie Road is so built up. But we opened Chipley last year. Gabe Corciani opened this place, Fat Boys Pizza, and it's a real good community spot. I know when Gabe opened this, he wanted to have a place for sports teams to be able to go late at night and after their games because there weren't a lot of options.
Right.
And just to be a community space. And this festival today is great. I mean, Bag of Donuts is here, and a bunch of people are out here, and it's a real good neighborhood vibe. Plus, you're bringing people from all over the place.
Who you got your money on for the championship?
You don't bet against Joey Chestnut, no. I don't think. But the guy's last name is Beaton. I forget his first name. Shoot, but he's number 3 in the world. He beat.
That's the 6'7 guy?
No. Well, he's number 2 in the world.
Oh, okay.
Darren Beaton.
Okay.
He beat Joey in a pizza eating contest in the not too distant past. So if you're going to look at anybody.
A big challenge, yes.
Look at him. But I think Joey's already got a couple of reps in, so he might have the advantage.
I talked to Joey on Friday on Sports Talk, and he said his goal was 6 slices in 10 minutes.
That's and they're 2.5 pounds each. That's a lot of poundage.
Yeah. You're talking about 14-plus pounds.
And they have 60 slices, 62-foot slices on hand for this contest. And that should be enough, but it's going to be close.
So Bobby and I were thinking about maybe entering as a tag team. Can we do that?
I think you should.
Yeah, a tag team.
Can we do that?
I think so.
Listen, we won't go away hungry. We might be in last place. We won't go away hungry.
Just hand off your headset. Yeah. Somebody's announcing it. And you switch.
Yeah, so that's my goal.
Man, if I had to guess 10 slices, I mean 10 minutes, I guess, combo between you and I, maybe 3, 4?
Christian, I'm not forcing myself that much.
Between the two of y'all?
If we get one and a half.
I've seen this, like, with normal people doing it, and it's tough to do 1 in 7 minutes.
No, so. That's what I'm saying. Okay, Chris, slow your roll. You're saying 3. I'm like, I'm not going to choke myself.
In 10 minutes, Bobby's right. You might get one and a half.
Really? Yeah. That. Come on, Christian. You can't be too optimistic.
I'm ambitious, man. What do you want me to do?
It is harder than it looks. It is right? It is something.
Scott Walker here, a media consultant for Fat Boys Pizza, and once again, the new home of the Point After. We're at 2565 Metairie Road.
Doesn't that sound great? The new home of the Point After.
The new home of the Point After, because, you know, Scott, when you look at the tradition of Saints football over a half a century, you know, 51 years, and the Point After, that's a staple. When you look at
I'm
Saints
sure people
football,
call in and still call you Hap.
Or Hap.
Hey,
or,
Hap.
Yeah, Hap Glaudy, Buddy D, and also, this is when the Saints fans want to vent. Hopefully it's positive and not negative, and it looks like the expectations are there for this season, and hopefully it'll be a great start. It'll be a big challenge to the season, and to be here at Fat Boys Pizza with a Point After, yes, this is the show of the shows on WWL because of the tradition. This is tradition that people will be like around these parts, you know, other cities, I don't know what they call their post-game show, where people know the Point After here in New Orleans.
I mean, it's well-known everywhere since I was a kid. I mean, I grew up here, and from Hap to Buddy to you all now, it's one after another. The tradition continues, and now it's at a restaurant with a great name for football.
Fat Boys.
It's getting better than that. Scott Walker, media consultant here at Fat Boys. We got to run, but once again, thanks for having us out here. We love the hospitality. It's a great event. We've got a great venue here. So, once again, we're looking forward to doing the Point After here each and every Saints home game.
Thank you, guys. 30 minutes until they start shoving pizza down there.
Yep, and Fat Boys Pizza size does matter. Remember that.
All right, this is Sports Talk, our CBS and local news headlines here on WWL. Back here at Fat Boys Pizza, 2565 Metairie Road in Old Metairie. Joey Chestnut, professional eater, joining us now. He's going to be competing in the pizza eating championship. 2 foot slices, as many as you can eat in 10 minutes. Joe, you ready for this?
I'm feeling pretty good. This is it's a great atmosphere. The people are awesome and great food. So I'm gonna bring it.
I heard you practiced on Friday, and I heard that you had 1 slice down in 1:08.
Yeah. So I'm trying to get my technique down. It's a big piece to pick up. So I think what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna get one of the little pizza rollers. The cutters.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna cut it up into like 3 pieces, so I can hold it in one hand.
Ah, okay. So there's a strategy.
And so also, like, some guys are gonna be leaning over trying to like eat it like in one big piece, but no, I think you have to stand up straight, and I'll drink some water, help it all settle deep inside me.
And so, Joey, you know, you hear the term, and obviously, you can be a perfect example when you woof food down.
Yeah.
Is it kind of like, whoa, one golf and it's down? I mean, that's amazing.
I am kind of attacking it, but I'm trying to make sure I take the right size bites. If I overstuff my mouth, then the muscles get in my throat get tired, and then that won't be able to last the entire 10 minutes.
Oh,
so
wow.
I need to just make sure I'm taking the right size bites, swallowing. There's no reason to let it sit in your mouth. You might as well just keep it going.
And, Joey, looking at the New Orleans connection, you've been here a handful of times. I didn't realize you also the gumbo champion. That you, what, a couple of gallons? Or what, yeah. What was that? What?
Just over 2 gallons of gumbo. It was a. Yeah, it was at like one of the biggest tailgates around. So it was just a good party, great people, and New Orleans food is awesome.
Joey, I don't want to get too graphic, but I mean, what does that feel like hours afterwards and the next day?
It's weird. Like, I feel my worst right after the contest. Like the moments after the contest when it's all settling. Then once it starts settling, I'm just tired. I'm tired. I'm thirsty. And then once I fall asleep, I'm just rolling over to find a new position to help it digest. And then you know, nature works its way. It's going to digest one way or another, and it's going to get through me.
And Joey, how did it ever come about when you look at it? Everybody wants to be the best of the best. To be a professional eater, is that something as a kid you said, Mom and Dad, this is what I want to do?
It's
or
so
what?
Weird because, like, I talked to, like, I have some awesome guys, friends who are, like, IndyCar drivers and football players, and they're good people. And they knew right when they were kids that's what they were going to do when they get older. But me, it was like I was 21, getting my college my engineering degree, and my little brother signed me up to my first contest, and I didn't want to go because I thought it was too weird. I was kind of ashamed at how much I could eat. I didn't want people watching me eat. But then they offered me a free hotel room at a casino. I was like, I'll do it. And then I fell in love with it. I was like, oh, my God, I can beat the heck out of these guys. And I fell into it, and I just got on this weird wave, and I'm riding this until the wheels fall off.
And, you know, Joey, a little trivia here. I would think with a name like Joey Chestnut, I don't know, he's from one of the boroughs in New York, from New Jersey, and I found out you're from Northern California.
Yeah, Northern California. Exactly. Because the biggest contest of the year is in Brooklyn.
Right.
And with the Joey Chestnut, people automatically think I'm a New Yorker. But I'm California. But who knows? Who knows where I'll end up?
Joey, because in sports in general, like we know that there's some trash talking that goes on. Is there in competitive eating? Is there trash talking? Is there any of that goes on?
A little bit of trash talking, but more. It's more like head games. My biggest competition is Jeff Esper. He's from Boston, and he is he's a great eater. This guy's gonna be pushing it. But I'm already telling him, hey, I've already tested out the pizza. I know exactly how it's coming out. They're making it the way I like it. So I'm just trying to let him know that hey, it's for me.
and Joey, with all the different foods, obviously you look forward to July, Nathan's hot dogs and all that. What's the most difficult food maybe to put down and compete with?
Oh, by far, any food I'm not familiar with is harder because it's harder on the body to digest it. So my biggest thing is build a tolerance. Build a tolerance for you. I've eaten pizza. I know my body is familiar with pizza. In the hot dog contest, I've done a lot of practice with hot dogs. I love hot dogs. So if it's like, when I was in Korea, I had to eat kimchi, which was like
what is that? What
it's
is
like
that?
Fermented spicy cabbage with other
vegetables.
Oh wow! And it was rough. It, my body wasn't used to it. It was like I was gagging after like 30 seconds, and I was having to hit the water. So it's any food that I'm not familiar with is harder for my body. And so it becomes a lot harder.
And Joey, I took notes on this. Like Joey Chestnut ate 413 wings during Hooters Challenge on National Chicken Wing Day. Who doesn't like chicken wings also,
chicken
right?
Chicken wings are great. It's one of my favorite contests also because chicken wings, it's you can't really eat enough to get full during the contest
because right.
The bone's in the way, and I have a great technique. Dude, I ate so many chicken wings last week, I got a blister. But, chicken wings are awesome, and, I'm super lucky.
He won't tell you this, but his son, T-Bob, I've seen him polish off some chicken wings. And he's got a pretty good technique too. He can take all the meat off the bone virtually in one bite.
Yeah, and that's when you do a little twist and you get your dig your thumb underneath, you can go boom.
Yeah.
And Joey, I have a restaurant, Bobby Hebert's Cajun Cannon. We have a burger challenge.
I've heard about this. Restaurant. Yeah, yeah, I want to do it.
I think you could do it. I think it's been done about 7 times. You got to eat it like in 40 minutes.
Oh,
and it's like if you gain, you eat it, it's free. If not, you know, it's like $50 or something. But it's amazing. Yeah, it's you got shrimp on it. You got extras. And it's about this high of a burger. I'm like looking like a foot over
a foot
tall.
You can do it,
Joey? Oh, yeah.
I can do it.
He can do that in 5 minutes.
Too.
What's training like?
Training, it's
often do you practice that? I mean, how does that work?
For hot dogs, I'm practicing like right about once a week. For almost 8 weeks, I'm getting my body just used to it. For pizza, I did a little practice on Saturday?
Friday.
No, Friday. Yeah, Friday. Yeah. Friday night. So it's different contest, different kind of practice. But It's tough. Like yesterday, I was fasting all day. I make sure I come into the contest really empty and drink lots of liquid. So I'm losing. You'll see, I'm sweating like a madman.
Right.
The first thing I did this morning, at 5 a.m, I drank a gallon of water. So and I'm counting how many gulps it takes to get it down and make sure those muscles are stretched and loose in my throat, my stomach. And I have some coffee. So I'm right. It's just a matter of getting all those being empty and loose.
How many gulps did it take?
Oh, I can do a gallon of water in like 11 gulps.
Wow.
Well, when you think about it, Joey, you talk about sweating and you're dealing with Louisiana humidity.
Oh yeah.
And the heat index. So
I really don't mind the heat. I like sweating because sometimes it's hard to get amped up and excited to eat. So when you're sweating, your heart's already beating.
The adrenaline.
Everything's a little bit looser. A little bit more loose. And so there's nothing worse than eating in the cold. Nothing wants to stretch.
Right. Now, Joey, there's a lifespan for any professional athlete. And I look like, okay, if I played, professional football right at 15 years.
Yeah.
Is it something that, do you retire or would you pass the torch? How does this come about where you're at? Because, I don't think you envision yourself, I'm an old man and I'm still the world champ or whatever.
Yeah, I'm 35 now. I got started when I was 21. I became champion when I was 23.
That's a long career.
I've been 14 years. I don't know. This offseason, this winter, I'm going to try to work out a little bit more, get a little bit healthier. And I know I perform better, I eat better when I'm healthier. But I do love to eat, so it's always hard for me to eat healthy. But, I don't know how long I can do it. As long as my doctor's telling me everything's working out, she does my blood work 3 or 4 times a year.
Awesome.
And I'm doing pretty good.
Joey Chestnut, professional eater. He will be taking part in the pizza eating championship here at Fat Boys today. Coming up in about 20 minutes or so. Joey, thanks for stopping by, man. Congratulations and good luck, man.
Thank you so much. Great to be on
with
you
guys. All right, Joey, thank you.
All right, this is Sports Talk here on WWL AMF. The new home for the Point After on Saints game day. Fat Boys Pizza here in Metairie, Old Metairie, 2565 Metairie Road. And in the Pizza Eating Championship are some NOLA Gold rugby players, Bobby. That's a surprise appearance from the NOLA Gold. You can see some of the players and the general manager over there as well.
Well, when you think about it, rugby, I would think pizza would go in rugby. I know beer does.
Yeah.
You play the game and you hang out. You have the camaraderie with your opponent, drink a few beers. And you probably would drink a few beers and eat a few slices of pizza. So I think it kind of goes hand in hand. And good to see the NOLA go here.
Is there a food that's more appropriate that goes with beer more than pizza? Like, it just makes you want to have a beer.
When a beer and pizza, beer and crawfish. I think when you look at it, beer and chicken wings, I don't know. I think beer goes with a number. I'd rather have a nice glass of red wine with a steak, not necessarily a beer.
Sure.
When I look at it. So you can put together or a meal to complement one another, a beer, pizza, beer, chicken wings, and Chris, I know beer and crawfish, right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
That's synonymous, basically.
Definitely, a beer and pizza.
Man, I can't tell you, Bobby, how pumped I am today for the Little League World Series team, the East Bank Little League All-Star team that's taking on the World Championship today.
And you know why? You know why I know you're so pumped, too?
Why is that?
I can relate to it more than I can. Because you kind of living your dream through those coaches, Little League, because you've coached Little League.
Yeah.
I've been like a Little League Pop Warner like football.
Yeah.
And not really. I did the basketball thing. I did a little baseball, but primarily, football and basketball. So I know you could say like, whoa. And you know how hard it is and the great accomplishment to be where they're at, even not only from a player's perspective, but as a parent or a coach being involved.
You know – What I admire, and you're right, I'm kind of living vicariously through them, right?
Right, because you know how hard it is.
Yeah, but what I'm amazed by is that these are 12-year-old young men that are on a stage that is gigantic. And they're going out there, and they're just playing ball. There's no nerves to them.
They seem really poised,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, so I just go, I'm looking at it going, my goodness, how much pressure is on these young men? And they go out there and deliver. And time again, what's great about it is, Bobby, you know this, and you recognize this, they're representing Louisiana. They're representing our region. So we just go, hey, let's embrace it. But it's hugely important on a number of levels. But you look at it and you go, man, they're representing us. So there's certain ownership that we have as fans that are just watching this.
And I think this day and age, though, where we had basically two decades into the 21st century, and I will compliment the millennials on this, versus if this is occurring back in the 70s and the 80s, where you may be more sheltered. What I mean by that, with social media, I think they're out there on a number of occasions, so they're able to handle the pressure. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, where you're not they're just... Not,
yeah, no, I totally get that.
Because, Christian, for us, I can tell you, when we competed in sports or athletics, and we playing down the bayou in the bayou region, and we were having success, boy, if we went to New Orleans, whoa.
Right.
Man, that's a big trip. You know, you play NARD, New Orleans Recreation Department. And I remember, like, Sean Toohey, he played basketball at Ole Miss, seen him in Biddy Basketball and all. So I just think now you have more exposure as a young kid that they're not necessarily overwhelmed because of that.
Look, I was a high schooler that went from playing in front of baseball, playing in front of 200 people to 1,500 to, you know, 1,200, you know, 1,800 people, and it was unnerving. It was unnerving
right.
going from that little stage to a bigger stage.
Because you're pressing.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah.
And I let it get to me. So I can't imagine being 12 playing in front of 20,000 people just live in the stands, not to mention the millions that are watching on TV. And there's going to be heavy interest in this game today. We're pulling for the East Bank Little League All-Star team today at 2 o'clock against Curacao. And, man, it would be amazing for them to win a world championship. We're at Fat Boys Pizza here at Metairie Road. 2565 Metairie Road is where you can find us. The Pizza Eating Championship set to get underway here momentarily at Fat Boys. This is Sports Talk on WWL. Here at Fat Boys Pizza, 2565 Metairie Road, the new home for the point after during Saints game day. Also, today's Pizza Eating Championship, Joey Chestnut and a few other professional eaters along with some celebrities as well will compete for the Pizza Eating Championship. That basically is as many slices as you can in 10 minutes. And we're going to send Bobby up on stage shortly.
Christian, you coming with me?
I'm not saying that you're going to compete in the championship.
Oh, okay.
Just we got a wireless mic. We got
yeah,
great
I
insight
got
here.
Okay.
But first off, we want to thank Fat Boys Pizza for having us out today, but also during Saints game day, the new point after, the new home of the point after. And, Bobby, this is a great venue, man. I mean, you come up here, look at the pizza slices. They are gigantic. They got 2 foot of pizza here. You can see that the crowd certainly enjoys what they're seeing and what they're eating.
Well, it's a great family atmosphere. And it's not, it's like a bar, but it's not, pardon the pun, it's not a cheesy bar. It's a bar and you're getting pizza and you can have family and you can, they got TV screens, you can watch the game and all. So this could be a great place. For the point after, we all expecting a special season. I don't know what's going to happen, Christian. But all I know is the Saints have as good a chance as anybody else in the NFC. What does that mean? I think we're in the hunt. To say we're going to Miami in the Super Bowl, I hope so. I think we got a great chance, to Miami twice, so to speak. But, the one thing, you never know when you're playing a team. And I'm going to bring this up. For instance, I think Atlanta's going to be a lot tougher this year.
Yes,
considering
it will be
healthier. Beat them twice, yes. And their defense is all beat up. So I don't know if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. But talk about being snake bit, and we got to take advantage of this. The Houston Texans, Lamar Miller, their stud running back. Lamar Miller means to the Texans and what they want to do with Alvin Kamara is for us.
They also lost an offensive lineman yesterday.
Yes, the tackle, yes. Now, Christian, talk about, you think about how physical football is and you might say, well, you got to get in some kind of rhythm, and you say, why is the coach sitting players? Christian, Collins, defensive tackle for the Cowgirls, Malik Collins slammed into his left leg at the line of scrimmage and would figure, and Christian, you know what it was? It was his only carry in the preseason. Here's an 8-year veteran, his first carry. And then it looks like he tore his ACL.
That's awful.
And you could see the replay. So, when you say, like, oh, well, Well, why you saved him? Like, why the Jets haven't played Le'Veon Bell?
So is the reason when you see that.
Well, you look at a number of key positions. Like, I look at the Browns. They played terrible against Tampa Bay. They were kind of embarrassed. And then you look at Baker Mayfield. No Odell Beckham. No Jarvis Landry, whatever they were dealing with. So the bottom line is you got to have some luck with injuries. And we talk with Deuce and Zach about this all the time. Come week one, you want to be able to roll, and they have all hands on deck and set that momentum, set that tone for the season.
We're at Fat Boys Pizza here in Metairie, 2565 Metairie Road, for the Pizza Eating Championship, our new home for the point after. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. The Pizza Eating Championship set to commence here in about 12 minutes, and I'm not betting against Joey Chestnut. Okay, I'm just not.
Well, why would you go against the favorite? You know, Joey Chestnut reminds me of 21st century, and he's been doing this since he's 23, he's now 35. He's the Patriots. Until somebody beats him, right? I mean, are you going to go against him? You look, they can have upsets and all that can happen. But overall, come on, he's the 21st century of dominance. And that's what New England's done in the NFL. And that's what Joey Chestnut has done in the eating world.
All right, we're going to go outside here at Fat Boys Pizza for the championship set to commence here on WWL in a few moments. Stick around here. Sports Talk continues live from Fat Boys, 2565 Metairie Road here in Old Metairie on WWLAMFM.com. Getting you set for the pizza eating championship here at Fat Boys Pizza. Joey Chestnut, professional eater, and several others will try to devour as many 2-foot slices of pizza as they can in 10 minutes. Here, got a great crowd on hand. The Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert serving as our sideline reporter.
Yes.
Scott Alexander alongside as well, the NOLA Gold, and the guy that just wears every hat possible. And how excited are you to see this, Scott?
It's a bucket list, man.
Right?
I mean, about a month and a half before the Coney Island thing they do every year, 4th of July, the Gold had a game in New York right in Coney Island, so I saw the whole thing.
Nice.
And I've always said I want to see this dude, Joey Chestnut, do his thing. I saw the 30 for 30 recently. I loved it. And so here I am. I know Gabe very well, the guy who owns the place, and I'm looking forward to it.
Bobby's up on stage right now. Bobby, what's it like up there, man?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a great crowd. All right, who that? Yeah, the Who That Nation is out here representing. I tell you what, look, the weather's cooperating. We don't have to deal with the sun or anything. So, I don't know, the gods are shining bright on us today to have this kind of event.
Bobby and I are thinking about tag teaming this thing, Scott, and maybe trying to devour some pizza as well. But I talked to Joey Chestnut, who's the professional eater, champion of all kinds of different foods. He said his goal is 6 slices in 10 minutes. These are 2-foot slices.
Huge. I saw him do one on YouTube yesterday, the day before. It's unbelievable. Yeah, I don't think I can compete with this guy.
How many could you
get
down?
I am hungry, though. I know that big one, I could get maybe 1.5. I'm pretty sure I could do that. I'm hungry right now, so maybe a full 2.
Okay.
Because these are big slices.
Yeah, they're 2-foot
no
slices.
Joke. This is no joke. It's like a full pizza almost.
Look how good the crowd is, Bobby. Look at this crowd out here. It's amazing.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is a festive atmosphere, and you're right here in Old Metairie, a packed house, and they're all looking forward to really meet a living legend. You look at Joey Chestnut, what he's accomplished, you know, since he's 23 years of age. Now he's 35. And I like anybody that's the best at anything they try to achieve. And, Christian, can you imagine I know you like to eat. We both like to eat. But if we get paid to eat. Now, think about that. Christian, if someone told you, could you do it, that you could be a millionaire by just eating, I think you would accept that challenge.
I would try, for sure. I would definitely try. I mean, come on. I love, as you mentioned, I love eating. I can't do it with a – You know what's funny? What's interesting is people think of professional eating and they just go, oh, you're just eating. No, there's a technique to this. There's practice to this. There's a skill involved in here, believe it or not, Bobby.
Yeah, when you think practice, no, you need to practice. I know your esophagus, well, that's a big word. You got to train that so you're not choking. And no, there's an art to it. There's an art to it. And all I know is when you eat that much, though, Boy, boy, boy. You must have a big pile of you-know-what.
Here we go.
The next morning might be a little painful. Bobby, up on stage right now at the Pizza Eating Championship. So they got water, cups of water up there right now, right, Bobby?
Yeah, it looks like to get it, wash it down, and no matter what the food, whether it's a hot dog, whether it's a chicken wing, whether it's a big slice of pizza, yeah, you got to have that water to be able to wash it down. And, you know, that's one thing what Joey Chestnut told me. He said that when you're training for this also, you got to hydrate yourself. And he says, yeah, that you sweat profusely before you even start the competition. But that's part of it. You got to make sure you are not dehydrated. And you would think that you want an empty belly, but you definitely want liquids in your system, that being water.
Scott Alexander as well, part of the NOLA Gold. You guys have some rugby players that are going to be competing
in this. That's the second reason I'm here. We have, I think, three of them coming. And I know I've seen them at the training table. These guys can eat. I don't know if they eat this way. But I know they eat a lot of real food at the table. They usually go through three servings. But this is a whole different animal, brother.
It is. All right, we'll step away and come back here. The Pizza Eating Championship at Fat Boys Pizza, 2565 Metairie Road here. This is Sports Talk on WWL. From Fat Boys Pizza in Metairie, Old Metairie exactly, 2565 Metairie Road. On stage here at the Pizza Eating Championship, the Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert standing by with Jefferson Parish Sheriff Joey Lepinto, and Bobby, I'll turn it over to you.
Yeah, Sheriff Lepinto, boy, isn't this a great event? Looks like the weather's going to cooperate, and, boy, what a festive atmosphere today.
Well, yeah, it's going to be raining marinara sauce, the bottom line of it is. We're going to have a great time out here today. You know, I'm having the pleasure of being able to feed Joey Chestnut. I just hope I have 10 fingers once it's over with.
And, you know, Sheriff Lepinto, when you look at it, to have this kind of event to come to Metairie, you know, Old Metairie, we all excited to be at Fat Boys Pizza and do the point after. You know, everyone's interested. They're going to critique the Saints, you know, after every game, positive or negative. So, boy, just a great opportunity to be involved with Fat Boys Pizza and this event. I mean, don't we love food? I mean, when you look at food and New Orleans and you get Joey Chestnut coming to town, that's a grand slam.
Well, it is. I mean, you and I know we all love to eat here. Metairie Road's been having a great revival now. We have this beautiful facility of Fat Boys Pizza, Shipley's, and all the other businesses. We're getting everybody out here. You know, the crowd is phenomenal with Bag of Donuts. If you're not around, if you're around, come show up real quick.
How many slices could he eat, Bobby?
How many slices could you eat, Sheriff?
I mean, you know, I come to Fat Boys Pizza pretty often. I get the small one, and I barely finish the small one. I haven't even tried the two-foot challenge yet.
So, well, thanks a lot, and they're introducing the competition now. Thank you, Sheriff Lepinto, coming on.
Anytime, Bobby.
All right. Sheriff Joe Lepinto of Jefferson Parish. We're minutes away from the Pizza Eating Championship here at Fat Boys Pizza, 2565 Metairie Road. Also, the new home of the Point After on Saints game day. Looking forward to hanging out here as they introduce some of the competitive eaters and also celebrities that will take on this challenge of as many two-foot slices of pizza as possible in 10 minutes. Bobby Hebert and I have decided that if we tag team, which we are not, but if we did, we would probably get down about 1.5 slices, roughly, Bobby, you think? 1.5, 2, maybe?
Yeah, now what? We got to do this in 10 minutes. Right. I would say you and I, 1.5 in 10 minutes. We could do that. I'm looking at the slices. They are unbelievable. I mean, this, what is this, for Andre the Giant or something? This is pizza on steroids. I mean, it's unbelievable the size of these things.
Yeah, wait till you see Joey Chestnut get introduced. Watch him come out for the crowd. He'll start flexing his jaw muscle and kind of gyrating a little bit, kind of getting himself ready to go. It's kind of a interesting introduction, if you will, Bobby, just because, you know, you think of eating, you're just like, well, you're just eating. But these guys are literally trying to prepare their bodies. You heard Joey Chestnut say earlier with us, he's been kind of on a fast over the last, you know, 24 hours, getting ready to make sure he's empty so he can fit as many slices of pizza as he can into his stomach later on today.
Well, I tell you what, Joey Chestnut, I thought he's from the Northeast. He's from Northern California. He's a Raiders fan, but his second best team is the Saints. He's part of the Who Dat Nation, and I tell you what, we like winners. We want winners, and Joey Chestnut is a winner like the Saints.
We're here at Fat Boys Pizza for the Pizza Eating Championship, 2565 Metairie Road here in Old Metairie, our new home for the point after as they introduce the field that will be competing for this championship. We've got a great crowd on hand. It just goes to show you, Bobby, obviously everybody in New Orleans will show up for just about anything related to food, anything related to festivals, but this is a rare opportunity for New Orleans to host a eating championship, and it's kind of neat to see the crowd that's turned out here today.
Well, you know, Christian, look at it as a packed house, standing room only, to say the least, to be here. And listen, it's amazing how they're coming out of the woodworks, who's going to be competing against Joey Chestnut, and just wanting to be a champion. You know, if you're going to be the champion, you got to beat the champion. So I like to go with the favorite. You know, Joey Chestnut is unbelievable, the different foods that he can eat at the highest level and the training that's involved. And now this is like a rock concert going with an eating contest at the same time.
Bag of Donuts was playing earlier. Of course, the great local band there. They'll be playing out here after the pizza eating contest. And like I said, it's a packed house. Like Bobby said, it's a packed house here. And we're waiting on the arrival, and not the arrival, but the introduction of Joey Chestnut, competitive eater and champion, the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Champion. This last July, I think he put down 72 hot dogs in 10 minutes as well. 72 hot dogs. That includes buns. Bobby, you talked about the water that's on stage right now. What you're going to see is them dunking the slices of pizza in this water to make it kind of a little bit more digestible in order to get as many slices as they can down into their stomach. It's kind of, it's one of these events where some people can watch this and some people get grossed out by it. For me, Bobby, I'm just kind of impressed by it all. I don't know about you.
Well, how can you be grossed out by human beings have to eat? We got to eat food, so you can't get grossed out at food. So come on, you got to embrace it.
The MC on stage hyping up the crowd here just minutes away from the pizza eating championship. Bobby, anything standing out to you so far on stage?
Well, you know, you're looking at professional eaters. I've just seen one individual with his flip-flops, Mr. Morgan. He's up there. He got a nice applause. So I'm looking at Morgan and Harmon right in front of me. So, yeah, it looks like they're pretty serious. They're not smiling. It's like they're intense with the competition coming about.
Bobby, you know what's interesting, too, is that you think of competitive eaters, you would immediately think, oh, well, you're dealing with a bunch of overweight people. But all these competitors look like they're in pretty decent shape.
No, they ain't no fat bastards. I mean, it's like players that look the part and they train. So, yeah, Christian, no, it's something that they embrace and they used to the competition. So it's amazing that, you know, you correlate all your view a professional eater. You must be obese, but that's not the case.
Also about 35 minutes away from first pitch at the Little League World Series for a world championship, the East Bank Little League All-Star team facing Carousel today for the world championship. This region is certainly captivated by their success. And Bobby, at 2 o'clock when we get done here at Fat Boys Pizza, I know you'll be tuned into that. You love competition, but you also love anybody that's willing to compete and win and represent the state of Louisiana.
Yeah, the state of Louisiana, the United States, going against the world. And Christian, we're getting ready to get Joey Chestnut coming up, breeding. Now we're getting ready to announce the number four eater in the world, a professional eater. So it's all building up to Joey Chestnut and all. You know, you think about they got top 20, they got top 10, and you got all these eaters competing. So this is the big stage. This is a competition that's going to go around social media, not only in New Orleans, considering the challenge of eating pizza at the highest level. Christian, I'm looking at now, they're even on the rooftops here.
Oh, really?
Not only on the parking lot. I'm looking at people on the rooftops getting ready for this competition.
Bobby, can you imagine, you know, you grow up, some people aspire to be a professional athlete, right? Pro football player, baseball, basketball, golfer. And then there's some that go, you know what? I'm going to be a professional eater. I mean, 10, 15, 20 years ago, I would have never imagined myself at a professional eating contest. You?
No, I'm looking at this guy, Joey Esper, Christian. He looks like you when you were in shape. I mean, this guy's yoked. He got guns, and Mr. Esper's a professional eater. I'm looking at, I don't know, his arms, his guns, his calves. I mean, Christian, there's no way you would pick him out of a crowd as a professional eater. but he came up with his bag full of tricks of the trade, to kind of diversify the water. Looks like he's working with some little, I don't know, it's a Blue Powerade, Gatorade or something to mix with the pizza, maybe not going with the water, but everybody has a strategy here to try and come out on top.
Yeah, earlier in our interview with Joey Chestnut, Bobby, what stood out to you about what he talked about?
Well, what stood out to me is that all what he's accomplished, he's very humble, and he takes serious that he's been able to make a living doing this.
You know,
and all I know is if you become a millionaire and you're the best in the world, I mean, that speaks volumes right there.
Yeah, his net worth, Bobby, I looked it up before we came on today. It's a shade under $1 million, roughly $1 million. I mean, think about that as a competitive eater. Now, I know he's employed otherwise as well. He's got another job
right
as well. But, I mean, think about that, the life he's provided for himself eating food.
Eating food and eating a variety of food. And Chris Chabot, the buildup here is like, somewhat like championship wrestling. We know all the hype when you're the best of the best. And you look at the competition, people want to beat Joey Chestnut. And, you know, you always say if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And I think that's where we're at, to have right here Joey Chestnut in Metairie.
Here live at Fat Boys Pizza, 2565 Metairie Road, for the Pizza Eating Championship. We're moments away from the Pizza Eating Championship, as you heard
Champion
Joey Chestnut.
World, Joey Chestnut coming up on the stage.
Just getting introduced here.
Boy, he's flexing those jaws, Christian.
Saw that? Yeah, see, there's a technique he has as well as he gets ready. Watch him as he gets
closer.
He looks
like a great white shark. I'm like, whoa. Boy, Christian, he can take a chunk out of your arm if you put a bite on that.
Yeah, look, I know we might be close to our news headlines and CBS as well, but I think we're going to keep it here. Yeah, actually, you know, we'll take the break. We'll go ahead and take the CBS and local news headlines because it looks like they're a couple of minutes away from starting. So we're at Fat Boys Pizza here in Metairie, Metairie Road, 2565 in Old Metairie for the Pizza Eating Championship. Here's the deal. Eat as many slices, 2-foot slices of pizza as you can in 10 minutes. Joey Chestnut, the world competitive eater, world champion competitive eater, is on hand as well. We'll step away and come back here from Fat Boys Pizza. Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrett getting ready to watch the Pizza Eating Championship here on WWL. All right, back here. We're getting ready to go here at the Fat
Two,
Boys Pizza Eating
one.
Championship. We are underway.
There they go, underway.
Look at Joey Chestnut right away. Look how impressive that is, Bobby. He's got a slice down already.
No, it's jaws in the human form. No, it's a great white shark. I mean, unbelievable.
The rest of the field certainly trying to compete, but, man, there's a clear and obvious winner here. It's early on. Joey Chestnut's already got almost 2 slices down already.
Well, but Christian, I'm looking at the competition. They put in a gallant effort, but listen, Joey Chestnut is just a pro's pro. I mean, everybody might want to be the best, but there's only one best, and that's Joey Chestnut, and you can be ranked in the top 10. But Joey Chestnut, I mean, it's amazing, that ability. Christian, I'm looking at it. I mean,
this is unbelievable.
I don't know where it goes. I don't know. It just disappears. And 1 minute, it's like it's unbelievable what he's put down.
And you look at his technique, Bobby, as you can see him kind of swaying back and forth. That's to ultimately get the food, the pizza, down through the esophagus into the stomach. That's it's a gyration of sorts that can help process the food.
Well, Christian, you know, I'm looking at it, and he's twisting and turning and just getting it down. I mean, I don't know how to describe it. You almost have to witness this.
Chasing it with water every couple of chomps, if you will. And I don't know. It's not an official count, but it looks like 3 slices already down. And Bobby, he told us going in that he hopes for 6. He might be on pace for more than 6 slices of this 2-foot pizza slices here at Fat Boys.
Well, I'm even looking at the competition and how hard they're trying, and they're doing a gallant, great effort. And but Christian, I don't know. It's a skill set that I guess you got to be born with. And then, obviously, once you know you like food and you're a great eater, you just got to develop that skill.
Bobby, you know what's interesting? I'm watching Joey and I'm watching others.
you and I would treat pizza like pizza, right? You fold it up or you eat it. Like, it's not even food to them. It's just a matter of fact, if you will. It's just kind of it's amazing to see, because it's just we look at it as a slice of pizza. They look at it almost as an obstacle to get in their body.
Well, and then you can't worry about listen, the one thing I've noticed, Joey Chestnut is not worried about having a bib. You know, you might get a little nasty around your chest area as far as the water and pizza, you know, flowing down your chest. But, boy, the bottom line is Holly's able to put down. And, Christian, like I said, again, I don't know where it goes. I mean, it's amazing, the technique. And, you know, like you said, you practice for this. You actually practice and you train for this. And, you know, Joey Chestnut, I'm looking at him, Christian, now. You know, he's not squared off. He got his left foot forward. He got his right foot back. It's kind of like Drew Brees in the shotgun. You know, he's like poised, and he has the technique, and he's going with his left hand. He got the pizza never in his right hand, and he got the water in his right hand, and he's just twisting and turning and getting it down.
Bobby with the play-by-play on stage here at the Fat Boys Pizza Eating Championship, describing the technique of Joey Chestnut at Joey Jaws on Twitter, the world champion competitive eater, and others. Bobby, aside from Joey Chestnut, is there anybody else that's kind of chasing him a little bit?
No, I would say to the right. Look to the right. I would say Esper. Esper's a gallant effort. I would look at Morgan Harmon. You know, that they're trying, they're twisting and turning. I would say the amateurs would be more to the left. And Breeden, the one guy to the left of Joey, I think, Breeden, I think that's his name. I'm looking at he looks like that is not his first rodeo as far as competition. So I would say there's really four people competing with Joey Chestnut right now.
We're live at the Fat Boys Pizza Eating Championship, 2565 Metairie Road. Few minutes in, about 3.5-4 minutes in the pizza eating championship here, and Joey Chestnut is devouring pizza slices as many as they can in the next six minutes or so. And Bobby, Joey Chestnut,
we're almost at halftime, the halfway mark, and I think Mr. Breeden is hanging with Joey Chestnut, so you know there's four quarters. You can't just be on that level for a half. You got to be able to finish strong, and that's what it's going to come down to. Can you finish strong when you're at the halfway point?
Joey Chestnut, we're about halfway in, and, man, it is getting sloppy and messy up there. You can see Joey Chestnut's shirt that he's wearing is kind of covered with some water, also some of the marinara sauce that is on these pizza slices. Two-foot slices of pizza is what they're eating right now, and he's by far the dirtiest one up there so far, Bobby, when you consider, you look at the rest of the field, and they don't have nearly the, decorations on their shirt that Joey Chestnut does.
You don't get negative points for being sloppy. The bottom line is if you're dripping and you're drooling, it doesn't matter. You just got to get it down. And Joey Chestnut, he has a technique. I think people would film him and try and copy, but easier said than done, obviously.
We got 4 minutes left to go here at the Pizza Eating Championship. The crowd is just, Bobby, that's another thing I'm looking at, is how interested the crowd is right now in watching this.
Yeah, no, a packed house here in the parking lot. We got the tent. It's like a festival. This is a festival in Old Metairie. They're on the roof, side to side, in front of the stage. It's all packed. I would say we're about 20 to 30 people deep. When you look at the crowd, and they really come here. We might be dealing with inclement weather, but it hasn't come here yet, just to come see Joey Chestnut in this great competition.
I'm kind of blown away, Bobby. I just am. Not just by Joey Chestnut, by all these competitive eaters on how they're able to stuff this much food in their stomachs. I mean, this is incredible. I don't know how many slices Joey's on already, but he told us six. It looks like it, at least it feels like it's more than six slices he's already got down, and we have about 3 minutes left to go in the competition. And this is masterful, Bobby. This is truly a technique. you could tell he's a – it's. I mean, it's just one of those deals where you look at it and go, yeah, he's practiced, he's trained as a professional eater. This is not some sort of guy that's sitting up there eating pizza. There's a technique to this.
Well, Christian, you know what I'm impressed with? Look at the guy to his right, Asper, the bodybuilder.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope he don't get an aneurysm. His neck and his head is so red that the blood pressure's getting up, but he ain't quitting. It's amazing. I don't know, Christian. He is so yoked. He probably can eat for a week, but he's competing in his competition. The gentleman alongside him, Mr. Morgan, he had to throw off his flip-flops, and he just went barefooted. I hope you don't slip in all the juices. It just shows you how serious this is.
Bobby, at what point would you have tapped out by now?
Oh, no, I'd be way the guy to the left. You see the guy kind of wiped his eyebrow, and he has his shades on. And he's just enjoying this as a nice meal. He's steady eating, but I would be that guy at the extreme left.
Yeah, I would have tapped out already for sure. There's no way I could compete like this. We're at the Fat Boys Pizza Eating Championship, 2565 Metairie Road in Old Metairie. Joey Chestnut, competitive eater, champion competitive eater on stage right now, just killing 2-foot slices of pizza. And Bobby, he's got a pizza slicer, I think, up there, so he's kind of cutting it in half or thirds.
Yeah, trying to make it in thirds. I tell you what, I thought Mr. Asper, even Joey, Christian, you know what's amazing? Sometimes you think that all they're gagging and they're about ready to throw up or something, and then they're able to overcome it. I mean, you think they're getting ready to choke and gag, and then all of a sudden they regroup and they go back to what they were doing, and that's eating.
Joey's slowing down a little bit, though. You can see the pace has certainly slowed down for him. He came out the gates really, really fast, and now it's a slower pace, but still, Bobby, pretty impressive.
Well, no, and then I'm looking again. I'm impressed with this guy next to him. Joey Chestnut is so dominant. And I'm looking at Asper, a Christian. He is now taking the approach. I'm just putting a handful, and I'm just shoving it up my nose or my mouth, however I can get it down.
Wow. The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, is on stage here at the Pizza Eating Championship at Fat Boys Pizza, the new home of the Point After during Saints Radio, Saints
Six,
Games. All right,
five,
so we're coming to a close
four,
here.
4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, that's it. The Pizza Eating Championship in the books. I don't have an official tally, but I imagine just by looking at his T-shirt, Bobby, Joey Chestnut is your clear champion.
Yeah, champion, and I tell you what, I would give credit to Christian, the top five. When I'm looking, Joey Chestnut, the champion, and it was a formidable competition. When I look at, like, Esper, Morgan, Harmon, and Breeden, they really were pushing Joey Chestnut. So, Christian, check now. Joey Chestnut, this is what you do after the competition's over. You kind of lean over, you put your hands on the table, and then you kind of wiggle around, see how I can pass this and, you know, get it down through my intestines. I guess that's what you call it. But, no, it's unbelievable. Now, you still want to drink to wash it down. I see Mr. Morgan's wiping his brow. And I'm looking at Esper. He's trying to finish what he has in his mouth. He don't want to spit it out. So he still wants to get it down in his belly.
Yeah, I know it's a strange term, but Bobby, you know, and I know, sometimes you overeat. It's exhausting. You feel exhausted after you overeat. Can you imagine what these guys feel like?
Well, usually when you overeat for lunch, what do you want to go do?
Take a nap.
So I'm thinking, Joey Chestnut, I don't even know where he's staying in the city, but it just seems like he would just want to go chill out and take a long nap and just let the process, as far as the digestive system, come into play.
All right, we'll go ahead and step away now that it is over here, the Pizza Eating Championship at Fat Boys Pizza, the new home for the Point After here on WWL. Here live at Fat Boys Pizza. Pizza Eating Championship, and on stage, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Joey Chestnut right now being introduced as the champion. No surprise, Bobby.
Yeah, but looking at Mr. Esper, had four, so Joey Chestnut, 6 and 1/2. So second place is right at four, a little bit above four, but Joey Jaws Chestnut over six. Fat boy pieces slices. That
six and a half slices, yeah. 2 foot slices, mind you, here at Fat Boys. Amazing. He's got a belt to prove it, a trophy to prove it. The unquestioned world champion competitive eater, Joey Chestnut. See if you can grab him, Bobby, coming off the stage here.
Hey, Joey, so how does it feel to be a winner as usual?
Oh, it feels great. Yeah, it's great to be here in New Orleans and eating pizza. This is the best place.
So, Joey, usually when you have a big meal for lunch, do you want to go take a nap now or what?
You know what? I'm really happy. I'm gonna be really tired in a little bit. I'm gonna be thirsty, so I just gotta make sure I keep hydrated and. Yeah, dude, I'm gonna be drunk on food in a little bit.
At one point, did he feel like maybe he had enough?
No, Joey. At what point did you feel like you had enough?
Enough or enough to win? I slowed down a little bit around my minute eight. I felt like I had him. Yeah, my jaws were getting tired at the end, and so the dough was just, I was chewing, and dude, I can hardly open it. My mouth is tired, and there's definitely room for improvement. The pizza was great, so it's a. Yeah, I know I can do better next year, but yeah, it was hard.
Now, Joey, is that you practice for this? Is it kind of lived up to expectations or what?
It works out because I think I had a technique in practice. I was ripping it into like two or three pieces each and finding a rhythm. And I think the practice definitely paid off on Friday. And I love it. It did great.
All right. Thanks a lot, Joey. Congratulations. Joey Chestnut. World champion right here in Metairie. Come on. When you look at, like, food, Joey Chestnut can dominate everything.
Yeah, Bobby, you love champions. I know that, so you certainly respect, obviously, a champion of any kind. The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, up on stage right now taking pictures with Joey Chestnut, the world competitive eating champion. And Bobby, any champion of any kind, no matter what, you're certainly appreciative of it.
Hey, listen, I like winners. I want to be associated with winners, and Joey Chestnut is a winner. If you can do anything over a decade, double digits, like you said, he's been doing this since he's 23 years of age. You're talking about a dozen years plus. No, that's something that is hard to do. But that's what we love about America. We like winners and want to be the best of the best.
The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, up on stage. He's trying to work his way to one of those 2 foot slices of pizza here at Fat Boys Pizza, the new home. Look how big that is. The new home of the Point After. Look at the size of that thing, Bobby.
No, if you look at the size of it, it's literally like a pizza slice on steroids plus.
It's the size of a regular pizza.
Yeah. No. It, Christian, might be even a little bigger. I mean, it's amazing, Fat Boys Pizza. And I tell you what, we had right here Mr. Esper. I mean, what, you came in from Utah right here? Second place or what? Just to come to this event?
Yeah, I flew in from Salt Lake City yesterday. Actually, this morning.
Well, and I look at you. I said, he doesn't look like a professional eater. He looks like a bodybuilder. He's yoked. He got guns. Do you train for this or what?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We train all the time, yeah. Be able to eat that much. You can't just do that regular.
Well, and now what do you do? Now you're in New Orleans. Now you're full. Do you want to go take a nap or what?
I'm flying out in about 4 hours, so.
Oh, so you're flying out in 4 hours. So you go, like, from competition to competition or what?
Tomorrow.
What's that now?
I got to go to work tomorrow.
You got to go to work. Oh, so but congratulations coming here and coming to New Orleans. We love food, you know, here in the Big Easy, and thanks for coming.
Pizza was really, really good, actually. And the contest was well run for our first year. No problems. It was excellent.
All right. Thanks for coming.
All right. The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick. We will step away and come back. Fat Boys Pizza in Metairie, 2565 Metairie Road, here on Sports Talk on WWL. Just wrapped up the pizza eating championship here at Fat Boys Pizza, 2565 Metairie Road, the new home for the Point After. Scott Walker joining us now, media consultant here at Fat Boys. And, man, what a great event. I want to know this. Were they eating their choice of slices, or was it cheese, or was it pepperoni? What was it?
It was all cheese.
All cheese, Christian. I was witnessing. It was all cheese. It was all fair and square.
Have you ever seen anything like that?
No, I have not seen anything like it. And I tell you what, the gentleman, Esper, who came in second, He said he's flying out like 4 hours from now and go back to Salt Lake, Utah. But he said, I tell you what, I eat all around the country. He said this is about as good as it gets for a first-time event with this kind of competition. So, Scott, congratulations. That here's a professional eater giving you a compliment and how well run. So I think
we're going to see this again next year.
I think it's going to be a tradition.
It'll be back next year. That's the plan. And look, Gabe Corciani, the owner of Fat Boys, several months ago said, I want to get Joey Chestnut here for a competitive eating contest. Let's get it done. So it took a lot. We had to cancel it once. It happened today finally, and it went well. And the rain held off. Couldn't be happier. It was a spectacular event.
Scott, we're super pumped to have been here today, but also upcoming throughout the Saints season, this is going to be the home of the Point After. I know you guys are excited, but we are equally as excited about being here each and every Saints home game.
Yeah, I think it's game day. I think it works great for you all because people who are at the game on their way home, it's so convenient right off of Airline by Rouse's at Causeway. Just come down Airline and LaBar, Mentor Road LaBar. Super convenient, super easy to get to. Built-in crowd for you after the game. Not that you need much help.
When you look at the Point After, this is very family-friendly.
Oh, yeah.
When you look at the location and all, to come here, and we got to pass the torch. It's the Who Dat Nation is success, and the Point After, we got to keep that going, and glad to be part of Fat Boys Pizza in this great venue.
Thrilled to have you all out here today. I think this was an historic event for a lot of reasons. A world record was set in the pizza discipline today in Major League eating, and that'll stand until Joey breaks it the next time.
Scoot is out here as well. There's Scoot out here at Fat Boys Pizza. And, man, this is just – I was kind of in awe of just the technique and just seeing how, A, people were interested in watching this competition, but just the technique as well of some of these competitive eaters.
Well, you know, Scott, if you don't train for this, like let's say you and I or Christian went do it.
We wouldn't walk out of here.
Well, no, I'm looking at the pace. No, we would throw up on stage. I'm looking, they're gagging. I was like, whoa, they can control their reflexes. And all of a sudden you think, oh, no, they're about ready to lose it. And they're not losing it.
Well, you could see
then
a
they're
few
able
times,
to continue.
Joey Chestnut a few times looked like he was close to it all coming back up. And it's amazing that they don't chew, really. It just goes down. And that they've trained their esophagus and whatever other muscles they have to train in their neck and jaw to just slide it down.
Well, your parents always tell you, chew your food. And now they say that don't wolf it down.
Well, you can learn a lesson about talking with your mouth full.
It's amazing because my wife's always telling me, like, swallow, then talk and stuff. So
this gives you ammunition for your wife now. Look at these guys.
Right. Look at these guys, man. They able
JoJo's
to wolf,
over here mocking you.
They're able to wolf it down. And
I've seen it. Trust me, JoJo. To me,
that's amazing that the level and the amount of food that went down. I mean, you know, if you have a big lunch, Scott, or anybody has.
I want a nap.
Yes. It's like, how can you not? And Joey says, he's going to go back and chill out. Now, the one thing that's interesting, you would think he's full and all that. You know what he told me he forces himself to do? You got to continuously hydrate. Mm-hmm. He's going to drink like gallons of water right now, Christian, and almost like forcing yourself to help the digestive process and all, and it's all about hydrating.
Check it out. So we're done here, but guess what? The Little League World Series, Team Louisiana is getting ready to get underway at the Little League World Series. Fighting for a world championship. Come on out to Fat Boys Pizza. You can watch them take on Curacao today to try to win a world championship. I don't know how more to stress this, but this is an incredible day potentially for the state of Louisiana and the region, the area of the greater New Orleans area, where we could be crowning a national, not a world champion.
And River Ridge is planning a parade either way, too. So these guys are going to be welcomed back in grand fashion.
Yeah, we have to welcome them back because we always love parades. So why not have a parade for a Little League champion? They're already the United States champions.
Can we get them here?
It's just a little lanyard to be
Look,
world champion.
I'll tell you right now, I have the Shipley Donuts across the street from Fat Boys here. And we're going to have, they don't know this yet, but we'll have a donut party for the entire Little League team.
Awesome.
They'll come over here and ship
them. That is awesome. That is awesome.
And I'm sure Gabe will do something for these guys at Fat Boys, too. So just knock them both out in one shot.
Exactly.
They're a national champion. All right. They're the best team in the country. Now they're trying to become the best team in the world.
Yeah. Amazing.
Little League World Series getting underway in a couple of moments. Once again, Scott Walker, media consultant here at Fat Boys Pizza, 2565 Metairie Road. out here in Old Metairie. And Scott, once again, thanks for having us out.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you being here, and thanks for being part of this inaugural event. We'll be back next year.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Also, our new home for the Point After here after Saints games. And Bobby, as we close out here, man, what stood out? What'd you take away from this?
Well, I just like a festival. Hey, wherever there's people in New Orleans, we know how to have fun. And I'm glad the weather cooperated. And like Scott was saying, I think this is going to be an annual event because we love food and we love winners.
I took away heartburn.
Heartburn. We love to be associated with winners. And having Joey Chestnut in town is awesome. And listen, just around the corner, you know, we acknowledge in baseball in the Little League World Series here, but boy, you know what? I can't wait for Monday Night Football and the Saints and the Texans just around the corner.
Dominic Mitchell, big thanks to you. Also back at Master Control, Joey Falgu, our executive producer and program director, Diane Newman. I'm Christian Garrick. Semper Fi. I'm out. Bobby, do your thing, man. Let's go watch some baseball.
Who dat? Let's go watch some baseball and support New Orleans. Who dat?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.